Chai and Bamboo need a new home. Woodland Park Zoo announced this week it would transfer these two Asian elephants to a zoo with more space and a larger herd. That decision comes after years of public complaint about living conditions in the Seattle Zoo's elephant exhibit. But some elephant advocates say transfer to another zoo isn't good enough. They'd prefer that Chai and Bamboo go to an elephant sanctuary. We wanted to understand the difference between a zoo and a sanctuary from the elephant point of view, as much as any human could understand that difference. So we got in touch with Joshua Plotkin. He's the founder of an organization called Think Elephants International. He studies elephant social behavior, and he works to improve elephant lives in captivity. We reached him in Thailand. Joshua Plotkin says there's no clear winner in the zoo versus sanctuary debate.
Personally, I'm actually a fan of good zoos. So zoos that do a good job of taking care of the animals in their care and recognize the needs of individual species and provide for those animals so that those needs are fulfilled, I think are good zoos. But I do think there's more research needed to really understand the long-term impact that zoos can have in educating the public. I think certainly anecdotally you see the number of people that continue to go to zoos. And I think that certainly young children, the first experience they ever have, that first wow moment they have with animals, wild animals, is in a zoo. And I think that elephants in particular are a species that people are drawn to. So it's a very problematic issue, trying to figure out how do we provide for elephants in captivity? How do we maintain elephant populations in the United States so that young people and the public get an opportunity to experience them? While also recognizing that the more and more we learn about these animals, the more and more we understand that they have pretty significant needs.
What does an elephant in captivity really need?
There is a pretty significant study that's being run by a lot of people, a lot of scientists in the zoo world, and funded by the U.S. federal government in part. And that's exactly what they're looking at, is to try and understand what the welfare needs of these elephants are. My personal experience with elephants and my investment in research has been looking at their social needs and their social intelligence. And this is an incredibly social animal. In the wild, they live in closely knit family groups made up primarily of adult females and juveniles and adolescents and infants. The males, once they reach sexual maturity, leave the social group. But these are incredibly social animals. They move together. They find food together. They protect each other. They protect their young together cooperatively. And in the wild, they grow up in these very social groups. In captivity, it can be very difficult to provide them that same sort of social stimulation. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand that the zoo in Seattle currently has two individual Asian elephants. I know that they recently lost the sole African elephant that they had. So do I think that it's an admirable decision that the zoo has made to move these elephants to another facility to provide them with a better social environment? Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Josh Plotnick of Think Elephants. And Josh, a lot of activists in Seattle and around the country say it would be better for these elephants to go to an elephant sanctuary as opposed to a zoo. What is the difference between those two types of facilities? They're both captive animals, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I have to add a caveat in that, when people use the word sanctuary, there are genuine sanctuaries in the United States, but that word is a loaded term in that it can be applied any way anyone likes to apply it. Most sanctuaries, but not all, limit public exposure, so these animals don't have constant exposure to large groups of people coming to look at them throughout the day. But I think that the biggest difference is usually the area of land that's available. Most zoos have very limited space. Some provide better space for elephants than others. But in general, and I can't speak for all institutions, but in general, most zoos have less space available for elephants than sanctuaries.
Well, it sounds from how you describe it that a sanctuary would be a good choice, if possible.
Yeah, I would certainly say that there are good sanctuaries in the United States where these elephants could go and live a very good life. But I would say that it doesn't necessarily mean that going to a very good zoo would be a bad decision. I think that there really has to be, without knowing these particular elephants and their needs, and certainly as elephants age, they develop similar problems that older humans develop, arthritis, potential problems with their feet, And these are issues that need to be considered when you decide what particular facility can meet the needs of these particular elephants. Some zoos have very good setups and have invested millions of dollars into particular facilities that can provide for those types of elephants. Some sanctuaries have as well. But again, I think we have to consider the fact that this is a very intelligent animal, a very social animal, and a very important animal, not only for education purposes, but for conservation purposes. And if the Seattle Institution has decided that they want to move these elephants to a better facility, I think they need to consider very carefully what these particular elephants will need and which sanctuaries or zoological institutions can provide those needs.
These two elephants have been together at least a decade, probably longer. Are they family now? Do they function in a quasi-family way?
I don't know the relationship between these two. I can tell you that I have experience both observing elephants in the wild, but most of my experience has actually been observing elephants in captivity. And I think that certainly these, because they're a social species, even when they're put in a unnatural situation, which is, you know, when they're put in a situation where they're with unrelated individuals or potentially moved around between different groups, they adapt very well. But you also have to remember that when you move these animals to another institution, they're going to have to be integrated potentially into another social group. And sometimes that goes very well, and sometimes it does not. So I also take issue sometimes with the argument that this is a social animal, so we need to put them in as big a social environment as we possibly can. That doesn't always work. There are plenty of situations in schools or prisons, environments where increasing social interaction between individuals is not always the best idea. I think this will need to be managed very carefully. But certainly, you know, if you can provide these two individuals with a bigger and, you know, a bigger and a better social environment, I would certainly be supportive of that. And I think anyone that cares for these elephants would be supportive of that.
Josh, I really appreciate you taking time to sort of crack open the window on what you do and talking about elephants here, which is such an emotional issue.
Thank you very much.
Joshua Plotnick joined us from Thailand. He's the founder of Think Elephants International. Woodland Park Zoo officials say Chiam Bamboo will probably be moved sometime next year after the weather warms up. You're tuned to The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.